105.1, Catching Cheaters, with the War of the Roses.
Heather is joining us for War of the Roses today. Heather, how long have you been dating your man, and what is making you think that he's cheating? What's giving you that feeling?
Well, we've been together about 2 months, I would say, and you know when you have that gut feeling and you just know something is up, and I started talking to a friend that works in the salon that he works at. He works at a salon, and she told me that he's basically been playing the field, and it's pretty much confirming all the feelings that I already had. So I just want to know what's real and what's not.
When you say that he's playing the field, you guys have only been together for 2 months. So,
I mean, are you guys, is he committed? Are you in a serious relationship? Are you exclusive?
I mean, I was under the impression that we were. I met him at the salon. He's very good looking. He's very persuasive.
Wait, were you were you like one of his clients? Did he do your hair?
Yeah, I was one of his clients. And and we just kind of hit it off. And so I felt like it was going really well. But recently, he's been distant. He's been really hard to get a hold of. He's been really busy when I didn't think that he actually was. So my friend said that he's been hooking up with like 2 or 3 other people.
And you guys have had the conversation, like, he knows you're exclusive, that kind of thing.
I mean, we haven't said officially that we are exclusive, but everything has led to that. Like, you're the only girl for me.
Have you dropped the L word yet?
I mean, I feel like I'm falling for him, but it has not been said yet. But I don't want to fall in love with a guy that's playing the field.
Of course not. Okay, we'll find out.
Salon, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for Devin.
Yeah, this is Devin. How can I help you?
Hey, Devin. Oh, I'm so glad I caught you. My name's Stacy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and somebody dropped your business card in our giveaway for this month. I've got a beautiful romantic dozen roses free of charge for you to send to someone in your life.
Oh, that's cool. You guys new here in town?
We are. We're just trying to get the word out about our services. And do you have someone that maybe you're thinking about sending flowers to?
Is there any charges for this or anything?
Nope, there's no charges. I don't need a credit card from you. Just the person that you'd like to send to, their information. I have a card, but let me just get their name first.
All right, yeah, send it to Brit, B-R-I-T, and say... you're the best tipper ever. Wink, wink. I think she'd enjoy that.
Okay, you're the best tipper.
Are you kidding me right now?
Heather, we didn't get anything out of him.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Devin, that is your girlfriend, Heather. This is the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. We caught you. You're on War of the Roses.
What do you mean you caught me? I'm just,
Britt. You sent flowers to another person. I'm Heather, not Britt.
Why would you send the flowers to Britt over your girlfriend, Heather?
Because she always gives me really nice tips, and I thought it'd be nice to, like, you know, send her some appreciation.
What's the wink wink?
Just that, like, you know, thanks for giving me, you know, like, tips all the time. She gives really, you know, she always, like, tips me, like $15 on top.
I'm going to throw this out there.
I don't buy it.
Are they all monetary tips?
Good question.
It really is. I feel like you guys are trying to put me in a position, and nothing's going on. I honestly, he's just a friend.
Devin, but if you were going to send it to just a friend, all you'd have to say is best tipper ever. Loren's right. What's with the wink, wink? That adds another something to the whole story.
Right.
I don't know. It's just something I said in the moment.
I just want to know how many people you're hooking up with.
Heather, this is not how you start a relationship. I'm sorry. Like, you seem really paranoid right now. I mean, is somebody, like, telling you this? Are you getting, like,
yes,
information from somebody?
Yes, Paulette is telling me this, who works with you every day and sees what you do. So how many other people are you hooking up with?
Paulette is such a gossiper. You know what? I know exactly why she's telling you this. She and I used to hook up back in the day. And when I broke up with her, she was really upset about it, and that's why she's telling you this.
Yeah, she was upset about it because you told me you were also cheating on her. So I'm asking you again, how many other people are you hooking up with?
I mean, including Britt? I mean, whoa.
Wait a minute.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
An accidental cheater.
Slip of the tongue? No pun intended?
We all heard it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it. I definitely heard it.
Yeah. So who else, including Britt, who you just sent the roses to, are you hooking up with? How many other girls? You might as well let Heather know. She might have to go get things checked out.
It ain't like that. It's just Britt and I hooked up once. That's all.
Yeah. I don't believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right now. You've been lying to me this entire time. You could have just come up with this in the beginning, but I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't be with you. There's no way I can be with you. I can't trust
you. So, Heather, this is over?
100% this is over.
Okay. Well, at least you found out only 2 or 3 months in, okay?
Right. It hardly even started, I guess, right?
I'm glad. I'm really annoyed and really hurt, but I am glad that I know now.
Heather, now you know heading forward, okay? Get back on Tinder, girl.
Well, thank you guys for helping me out. This sucks, but I appreciate at least knowing.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
You know, sometimes with certain jobs, it's almost like it's required to flirt to get those tips.
That is true, Roy, but there's a line.
Yeah, it's a thin one, but there is a line.
So if you think it's cheating, if you have to flirt to get tips, or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't think it's cheating. Call us at 704-570-9595. We will take your phone calls after Katy Perry.